Ditching studies for full-time work, forced into sharing rooms and paying through the nose for damp, mouldy flats. As Wellington's median weekly rent surges to $600, the life of a student in the capital is getting less and less appealing. And as Jake McKee reports, there's fears the capital is fast becoming a no-go area for students.
Teresa Davenport basically begged her boyfriend to move in with her so she could afford to live in Wellington City. Her half of the rent for their room, which is actually the lounge, is still $160 a week. Teresa Davenport's looking for something more affordable without her boyfriend, who's moving home to save money.
The rents are just spiralling out of control. I look on Trade Me just to see what it's like. Even at the moment, they're all like pretty much $240, $250 a week, and I'm just like, how am I supposed to afford that anymore?
In her second year at Victoria University, Teresa Davenport gets the full student allowance and works the maximum hours that she can without reducing her grant. But it's still a struggle and she's considering moving to her parents' home in Whanganui.
The university actually does have really good financial advisors, and ViewCert offers lots of free food, so I think that's something that I'm really going to be like relying on next year.
Teresa Davenport's experience sounds all too familiar to Wellington City Councillor Tamitha Paul, who found herself in a similar position in 2017.
And when I did end up finding a place in 2017, it was honestly awful. Like, it made me really sick, and I was stuck there for a year.
And Tamitha Paul says things today, just 4 years on, are much worse. That's echoed by Victoria University Student Association President Michael Turnbull. He says many students find it hard once they leave the wraparound support given to them in first-year residential halls.
They're then chucked out into the renting world, where they're being scalped for really low-quality housing. You know, cold, damp flats, public transport that's either inaccessible or too expensive for students to be able to use.
Michael Turnbull says housing affordability is so bad in Wellington, some students are forced to ditch their studies to go out and work. Massey University Student Association President Tessa Guest agrees that the situation is dire. She's seen hundreds call out for help, and there's often little that can be done.
We just see these people who, they've never had to deal with financial burdens like this before, but we can see clearly that the reality is they just won't be able to get through their studies. And that's a really heartbreaking problem and a really common problem.
In a statement, Massey University said it had increased its student accommodation this year and made it an option for all students. But Victoria University says focusing on more than rooms for school leavers would be straying too far from its core purpose, and the city's wider housing issues need tackling. Both Tessa Guest and Michael Turnbull want to see local and central government take urgent and immediate action. Tamitha Paul didn't mince her words about whether the council could do more.
Absolutely. We've been shocking on housing. We've been holding back. We've been a massive contributor to making students' lives miserable.
Tamitha Paul says students not being able to afford to live in the capital is one of the clearest indicators of the size of Wellington's housing crisis.